If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3497. We're continuing our series of looks at the story mode for Star Wars Squadrons. This is our 11th episode in the series. We have been talking about how Teresa Carell has been helping in Admiral Ray Sloan's grander plan to destroy the Starhawk prototype that the New Republic has been developing. Well, the plans are coming to fruition, and you are about to attack the Nadiri dockyards and try to destroy the Starhawk in this part of the campaign. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, in this particular part of the story mode of Star Wars Squadrons, we're talking about the mission entitled Teresa's Vengeance. And yes, indeed, she's going to get some measure of it in this episode, or at least as we discuss in this episode. So if you'll recall from the last couple of episodes, there's been a plan hatched by Admiral Ray Sloan to draw some of the New Republic forces away from the Nadiri dockyards where the Starhawk prototype is being kept, and now actually going through probably repairs and reloads and whatever after the first attempt to try to destroy the Overseer. Right. So now we are at the mission called Teresa's Vengeance, where she is going to go to the Ringali Nebula, which is where the Nadiri dockyards are, and try to destroy the Starhawk, especially using all that Baradium munition stuff that they stole from the munitions outpost back in, the couple episodes ago. In your briefing, you find out that there's only a token defense in place right now because the New Republic has responded to Mon Cala and Gorse and Onderon. You will be getting reinforcements for the mission, and that's fantastic. Good for you if you're, feeling the whole Empire vibe. And the low-body guy working for the Empire says that Starhawk's tractor beam will be turned off because while it's in space dock, they don't want to turn it on because that could endanger people on the dock and whatever. And so that's, going to be one of their pitfalls, basically. At least that's how the Empire is reckoning the situation. So for the mission, you jump into the system, and it turns out that Hera Syndulla is there and saying, get out of here. You're trespassing in our space. And of course, Teresa Carell is not having any of that. So they launch the attack. You're supposed to take down shield generators. You take out defensive turrets. You take out what few X-Wings they still have guarding the Starhawk and the dockyards. And that doesn't take all that much to do, basically. And Hera says, how could you? Very stern and chastising, but Teresa Carell doesn't care. At one point, Hera says that Lyndon Javes had told Hera about Teresa Carell and that violence follows her wherever she goes and that history will remember what side she chose. And Carell's response is, history doesn't take sides. It only deals with survivors, basically, which is kind of accurate in its way, right? History is really a story of the victors for all intents and purposes. Even in our world, that's the case. So, blow stuff up. You are also blowing up corvettes that are in the area and evacuation transports. And then finally, It's time to attack the Starhawk itself. So your pilot character has to go back to the Overseer and get the Bradium munitions to then take out the Starhawk's hyperdrive and damage its engine, which you get to do. And once that damage is done, then Teresa Carell and the Overseer get to close in for the kill. And just as they are launching munitions that will hopefully, you know, destroy the thing, and Carell is musing about Lyndon Javes and how, oh, when your people needed you, you weren't here, and is there anybody you won't turn your back on? You know, very dramatic, right? So the missiles are flying toward the Starhawk, and suddenly jumping into the system is Lyndon Javes. He arrives in one of those MC-75 Moncala type ships, basically like the one that Admiral Raddus had in Rogue One, the Profundity, right? Jumps in and absorbs the impact of the missiles right on time. So the killing blow to the Starhawk is taken by that ship, and Lyndon says, hey, I'm here, you know, you got anything to say, say it now. And Carell is not happy with this and just asks her ship, or orders her ship, just unload all stations, just unload everything. Now, there's a neat little thing that I hadn't seen before where Jave says, like, launch scramblers. And so they send out these little things, and they basically look like those, you know, little spheres where, you know, the electricity goes out to the sides and you put your hand on the ball and it follows your hand around. Like, they look like that. And as missiles come in, the missiles get all weirded out around them and start flying around and go crazy. And so Carell has to say, Titan Squadron, fall back. They are scrambling our missile guidance systems. And so, yeah, now we can't attack them the way that we want to. That doesn't mean the engagement is over necessarily, but this actually turns out to be a bit of a break in the action, because then you get back onto the Overseer and you're in for another briefing. So there's going to be a part two to this mission, basically, and we're going to talk about that on tomorrow's episode. But as far as where we leave things, like, it's in a pretty precarious spot, right? The Starhawk is severely damaged. Hera ordered everybody from the dockyards onto the Starhawk so she could pilot it out of there, but they can't really go anywhere. So now everybody is in one place for the Empire to potentially kill. And the, you know, the Star Cruiser that Javes piloted into the system has taken some pretty heavy hits as it is. We don't know the extent of the damage just yet, but yeah, this doesn't look very good for our heroes right now. So we'll talk about how it turns out in tomorrow's episode, which means that's going to do it for today's episode of the show. If you enjoy the show, please do consider sharing it with other Star Wars fans that you know in real life or on social media. Please consider leaving a rating or review on your favorite app that you like to catch the show on. And I hope you'll also consider hitting the subscribe button, the join button, the follow button, just come on in and make Star Wars 7x7 a part of your daily dose of joy. That would be such a wonderful thing, and it also helps more people find the podcast as well. And it just remains for me to say, thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.